Books on Tape presents The End of the Road, a Maxie and Stretch mystery by Sue Henry, read by Lee Adams. Chapter 1. I woke late on Friday, the 1st of November, having stayed up late with a favorite book that I was reading between trips to the door in answer to the intermittent summons of several pirates, a robot costumed in cardboard boxes, a couple of skeletons, and a steady stream of other trick-or-treaters whose attire defied analysis in combination with their winter boots, coats, hats, and gloves. "Trick-or-treat!" they called out when I opened the door and gave them back a "Happy Halloween!" along with their expected treats, a couple of which fell into the depths of large, optimistically offered pillowcases. One of the earliest visitors was a small blonde fairy, wearing blue wings over her down jacket, and clinging shyly to the hand of her father, my next-door but one neighbor, Jack Gifford. "What do you say to Mrs. McNabb?" he prompted her, after I had dropped several candies into the plastic pumpkin she carried in her other hand. "Thank you," she told me in just over a whisper. "You're very welcome, Shelley," I told her, then watched with a smile as they went down the drive, remembering how my own two children had loved dressing up for Halloween. The tradition was clearly alive and well in Homer, Alaska, and I enjoyed the parade of costumed spirits that mittened expectantly on my door. For the first time in several years, I had not driven my motorhome down the long Alaska highway in the fall of the year to spend the winter in warmer southern climes. During the school year, RV parks are often short on children and long on retired senior citizens. So it made me feel...